Radio. Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, thanks a lot, man with the golden voice, and this is not the man with Scott's voice. Scott took the day off, and we'll be back tomorrow, but Scott has the day off, so you're listening to yours truly, Glenn Coble, and I will go the whole morning, it looks like. I made it in. It wasn't that easy, and I want to tell you to be careful, because the roads are slippery out there, at least in Marion they are. We have lots of closings. Let me go back, and I've got closings here. Due to the winter storm, the Marion County Sheriff's Office, the administrative offices, and CCW web check office, those will be closed. Center Street Clinic is closed. Meals on Wheels, there will be no Meals on Wheels. All the Marion schools are closed. Marion Preparatory Academy is closed. River Valley is closed. Ridgedale's closed. Pleasant's closed. Let's see here. The Marion Technical College is closed. OSUM is closed. Because of the weather, of course. Let's see, what else have I got here? Severe winter things, yeah. Well, here we go. Republic Services, which is County Environmental Landfill, has announced that Marion County Transfer Station will be closed. And the reason why that affects you is because that's where we take our stuff, right? So it's going to mess up our trash collection and that sort of thing. So the City of Marion Sanitation Services may be impacted by it. So be respectful and kind to your trash picker-uppers. Let's see. The hospital activities have been curtailed. So if you have something that's not absolutely required, but you have an appointment, I would call ahead. Make sure that what you have or what they're going to treat you for is something they can do today, because they're going to be running on short help as well. The Marion Area Humane Society is going to be closed. They do thank all their dedicated kennel techs for helping them out, and your puppy dogs that are there are not being forgotten. So be happy, and hopefully they're happy, and you can go out and pick one up. We have our own little rescue dog. I think we've had him about 6 months now, Buddy, and love our rescue dog. COVID drive-through testing location at the University Drive Lab is closed, but the University Drive Urgent Care will remain open. Doctors Park Lab is closed. Bucyrus OPG Primary Care Office is closed. Their lab is open. Let's see, and I guess that's it. Tri Rivers is closed. So we're getting all sorts of updates here, and thanks a lot, Scott. Scott's passing those along in between going to his appointment, I guess. I don't know. I hope he's all right. We got a nice response from Adam, our weather guy. Adam says that down right on the border there with Delaware, they were getting more sleet than they were getting snow. So be careful as you're heading south. The roads might be getting a little bit slippery. Well, they're a little bit slippery here. I drove to work this morning morning at about 7:45, and I wasn't frightened. Well, yes, I was a little frightened. My problem was that I wasn't able to clean my windshield off well enough or the side windows well enough to make myself comfortable. But I was just careful. I drove about 20 miles an hour, so I'm sorry all those people that were behind me. Yeah, I'm an old guy driving in bad weather. But I made it. And nobody ran into the rear end of my car. So just take a little extra time. Know if you have to go someplace, it's going to take you extra time, and it should take you extra time. There's no need to go 45 miles an hour down city streets on weather like this. There's no need to go much over 15, quite frankly. Well, I hope you're doing okay. A lot of us are going to be staying in home today. I don't get to go home till 1 o'clock, however, but we'll be doing my show, which starts at 10, and then we'll be running into Swap Shop. And I was going to mention to any of you that, you know, you want to get out and help your neighbors, you might call into Swap and Shop and say, hey, I live on Euler Avenue and I'm willing to come over and shovel your snow if you can't get it done. You know, you might get a few bucks out of it, but we don't want to do it for the commercial people. That's their job to advertise, not ours. Feel free to call in. I don't think we're going to have too many garage sales today, so don't worry about that. The Palace offices have just let us know that they are closed. So Thursday trivia night in the May Pavilion is canceled. So everybody stay at home and keep warm and sing to your radio. Well, we don't have music on here. Excuse me, I got a splinter in my finger. It's going to drive me crazy. You can't listen and sing to music on our station. You could sing to our cute little catchy tune for Swap Shop, or you could sing, you could hum the music to Scott's intro to his show. More than welcome to sit back and listen to you hum anything you want to. But today, you might go to one of those other, you know, music stations if you have to sing something to make yourself happy. We'll try and keep you informed. We're getting updates as we go. Tonight's OSU men's basketball game versus Iowa has been postponed, and the game will be rescheduled at a time to be announced later. The next game is Maryland at 1 p.m. on Sunday, so keep tuned, and we'll try and let you know if that's going on. Hopefully by then, things will be cleared off. Excuse me, I had to cough. We don't have a cough switch here. We have a slide pot that I have to slide down and then slide back up. So it takes a little bit longer than a cough switch. When I was a young whippersnapper in radio, we had a cough switch. It was just a little button you push down, you cough and let it up, and it didn't take very long. I was going to talk to you about early radio. When I was in radio, I started radio in 1964. Actually, I started radio before that. I started helping a station in Valparaiso, Indiana. It was the technical college station. I think I actually did some on-the-air work there, but I also helped out electronically. I had what they call a first-class radio operator's license. Supposedly, I knew all sorts of things about antennas and wires and stuff like that. I went to a cram school to get my license to do that. But so I started pretty early. I was probably 16. Started in radio, and I think I've been on the air somewhere doing something every year since then. Now I did not have a show like I have now. Sometimes I did. Most of the times I didn't. Many of the times I was doing athletic events. I worked at two universities, DePaul University out of Chicago, and then at Ohio University down in Athens. And at both of those, I had I helped out in the radio broadcasting of the various games, basketball and football. I don't think I did any other games. And then when I came up here, I helped broadcast. I helped broadcast Marion Catholic football. I really enjoyed that. It was fun to broadcast a game where they only had 20 players because we were always the underdog, and we did win every once in a while, and it was kind of fun. And the people were just wonderful there. I'm sorry we had to lose them. It's a level 2 now here in Marion, so watch your P's and Q's if you're out on the roads. Let's go back over. Local schools are all closed. Pleasant, Harding, Ridgedale, River Valley, Marion Preparatory Academy, they're all closed. Marion Meals on Wheels is not going to have any deliveries today. So if you have a problem with that, call a neighbor. Your neighbor will help you, right? The Center Street Clinic is closed. The Sheriff's Office, the administrative offices are closed. CCW Web Check Office is closed. Yeah, we're still under a level 2 emergency. I'm running down what we got closures on. OSUM is closed. Marion Tech is closed. Republic Service Environmental Landfill, the county environmental landfill, has had to curtail their abilities, and oops, I hit the wrong button, and so that's going to affect our the Marion County Transfer Station, which will then affect our sanitary services here from Marion. So if your sanitary, you know, if your collection day was today, please be patient. It may not be till tomorrow, or it may be later than you expect, right? So expect some minor delays in that service. The hospital activities are being put on as need basis. Let's see here. Marion Area Humane Society will be closed. They will have people watching the little critters, so nobody suffers. Let's see. Ohio Health in Marion is closed, or at least, it's closed, it says. Barks Road COVID drive-through testing area is closed. However, the University Drive Urgent Care does remain open. Doctors Park Lab, Marion is closed. Marion Downtown Lab is closed. Bucyrus OPG Primary Care is closed. At least the lab is closed. Let's see, what else is closed? Tri-Rivers is closed. We have a phone call. Let's go to the phone and see what's going on. Hey, you're on the air.
Morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
I don't know if Marion is aware, or if you are. The Sheriff's Department has a new program called Hyper Reach.
Oh, good. Tell us about it.
I received just an automated phone call this morning letting us know that Marion was on a level 2.
Oh, I got that phone call. I thought maybe it was one of my guests that was calling me and just passing it along to me. That is automated, huh?
It's an automated call.
Oh, I love it.
Hyper Reach.
Yeah, and they called.
Signed up for it at the Sheriff's Department.
They called us and told us it was a level 2. That's super.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I like it. Thank you, Sheriff's Department. What a good job.
I just wanted to let you know.
Okay, thanks a lot. That's what that was all about then. Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Well, boy, that clears up a lot of things. That was automated, that call that we got, about 40 minutes ago, that said, Marion is on level 2. Sounded very official, didn't it? Not the way I did it. But anyway, that's nice to know. Thanks for calling us and let us know about that. I did not know that that had been done. I wonder if you can sign up. It sounded to me like you can sign up for that. So maybe if you call the sheriff's department. Don't do it today. Don't, please. They've got enough to deal with. But call up the sheriff's department and sign up for that sort of thing. It was really kind of nice to know that. Let's see. The Palace offices are closed today. Thursday trivia night will in May Pavilion right next to the Palace is canceled. Let's see, OSU's men's basketball game against Iowa has been postponed and will be rescheduled later. And then their next game after that is Maryland, and that's on the, what is that? That's on Sunday at the Schottenstein Center. And they will, I'm sure they will get word out about whether that's going on. Hey, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. I'm Glenn Coble. I'm standing in for Scott Spears, who had to take today off. It's okay. He told me, I don't know, a week ago, I have to take Thursday off. Can you cover? So I said, yeah, sure, no problem. I did not know how much snow was going to come down today. Otherwise, I might have said, I think I'm going to have a headache that day. But it wasn't bad. I got here with no trouble at all, other than driving and cleaning the ice off my windows. I looked out during the break. I looked out at my car. It's covered again. I hope I can get home. I hope we don't get to level 3 before I have to leave here. I may have to walk home. Let's see. If I walk, it's probably about a mile from my house here. I might be pretty chilly by the time I get home. I don't know. Maybe I'll call my wife and say I'm going to... I wonder if they left any pizza from yesterday. And then I'd have lunch. Maybe shouldn't eat the pizza. It's been sitting out for... 30 hours. All right. You're listening to WWGH, and we're kind of working our way through a very snowy Thursday. And we will have this show. Then we slide over into my show on the air at 10 o'clock. And I will be fumbling my way through that one just as much as through this one. And then at 12 o'clock, we're going to have Swap Shop. And you can call in and tell us about your yard sale. I'm sorry. I tickle myself sometimes. Anyway, you can call in and tell us. You know, you may have a little guy, you know, a 14-year-old that wants to make a buck or two by shoveling people's driveways around him. Give us a call. We'll put that on. I don't really want to put on, you know, the commercial guys. That it's their job to go out and get time, pay for time, right? Yeah. Anyway, I had to check to make sure I was on the air. So you can call us on that, or if you're having, you know, some sort of events. I've got, let's see, one. I think I only have one or two. Yeah, only a couple of events that have been mailed into us. So, but you can mail your events into us if you have information about things that are going on. We'd love to hear about it because that's what we do here at WWGH. It's Marion's Talking Place. And we ask you to join the conversation by telling us stuff that's going on. We don't really want to broadcast stuff that you're going to be making money at, but if your church is doing something, or if it's a service, or if it's a thing at a church, or somebody's, it's a donation thing where you're going to supply something for somebody, we don't mind putting that on. But you can mail it if you're going to want to do it that way. Mail it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And if you're driving by, don't be driving today. But if you're driving by, we love hearing you honk as you go by. So go ahead and honk. Now, we do get a little annoyed when all the police cars go by and wail their sirens as loud as they do. But if you honk, that'd be cool. We'll wave back. You can't see us waving, but we will be waving back. And we'll have an interesting time of it. Hey, we're trying to figure ways to help our neighbors out. And the last thing we talked about is call a charity and volunteer to, some of these charities really are struggling to get people to help them. So give them a call and maybe you can help out. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Is this Stump the DJ?
No, sir. This DJ has been stumped for years.
I can't hear you through my telephone.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can't hear anything. You're not changing the rules of the game, are you?
I have not changed the rules of the game, and I will check on my phone to see whether it's going through or not.
No, you don't have to do that. You know why?
Why?
You know who this is, don't you?
No.
It's Scott.
Oh. Really? Your voice
I'm alive
is different.
And well.
You're alive and well.
I'm alive and well. I thought I'd call in and commend you for coming in this morning in what has been a dastardly morning of weather here.
So your appointment has been canceled, I guess.
Yes. Oh. What luck is that?
It's great luck. I did not recognize your voice at all. You sound
really
differently over the phone.
Well, I'll tell you, I wanted to call in because I'm going to keep trying to feed you these closings because obviously I have nowhere to go now.
Yeah.
But what happened?
You have nowhere to go anytime. Come on.
No, I have parties to go to.
I know.
But what happened this morning, it was kind of interesting because it was a very minor test this morning. The only problem was it overlapped with the radio schedule.
Yeah.
And they called me this morning. I've never had this happen. They called me early and they said, now, we are here, but do you plan on coming in? Because we've had a lot of cancellations.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I still plan on coming in. And they said, okay, we just wanted to make sure. Okay.
Yeah.
So then about an hour later, they called back again, and they said, we've really had a lot of cancellations. The roads are getting bad. Do you still plan on coming in? And I said, yeah, I still plan on coming in. And they said, well, could you come in now instead of at your appointment?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I said, well, yeah, I can get dressed and come in right now, because it still was like 90 minutes away.
Without a shower?
I figure, you know, Glenn, at this point, they can smell me if they want. So I said, yeah, I'll come in. Well, as I'm getting ready and just about to go out the door, phone rings again, and they say, our manager just shut everything down. Everything's canceled.
Oh, jeez.
He said, I'm glad I caught you.
So are we going to have to do this again?
Well, no. The good news is I it took me 2 weeks to reschedule this very minor test, but I made it for the afternoon. So hopefully there won't be any issues the afternoon of the 17th of this month. But I will tell you what's interesting.
Sure.
Number one, I think you're doing a fantastic job there this morning under bad conditions because you're the only one there.
Thank you. And I did have to go to the bathroom in between.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Well, this morning, though, if you left a puddle on the floor, nobody cared to notice.
Yeah, true.
But just tell me, because I don't want to come in tomorrow and sit in that chair.
No, I did not leave a puddle.
No, and I did want to let people know that here's my plan tonight. So this is how it's going to go, because it looks like this is going to be a back-ended storm for later in today. I am going to go out to my car tonight at around 9 or 10 o'clock, and if I can get to the Meyer parking lot, which is not far from where I live, because if I can get there, I'll be able to get in tomorrow.
Okay.
If I can get to the Meyer parking lot, I will be in. If not, I'm going to try to call somebody who's got a four-wheel, because I don't think there's going to be any more snow overnight,
okay,
as far as what I'm seeing on the weather.
Yeah.
But,
or I can
so,
pick you up.
For all intensive purposes, I should be there tomorrow. I plan to be there tomorrow.
Excellent.
Angie and I plan to be on tomorrow night. So there'll be no canceling of programming. But here's the funny thing. The other point I wanted to make, when I was on the phone the third time with the lady this morning, canceling my appointment, I said, well, are they closing other things there? I said, because, you know, I work at a radio station here, and I want to pass along the cancellations. and she said an expletive on the line that I can't say, but she said an expletive, and then she said, I think we're listening to you.
Well, good.
And so I just want to let people know that, you know, whatever people think a local radio station can do, whatever people think that the reach is, wattage of a radio station, the people at the hospital are listening right now to WWGH to get their closings and their delays, and I think that's a tremendous public service.
Well, and you are not nearly as old as I am. You're about half my age, but you probably remember as a kid, your parents probably listened to find out what the closings were, and there's no place to listen anymore except to us, so I love it.
No, and it's a continual thing, and all the listeners who are calling in, I also want to commend them as well, because really where you live and what your weather is like, I mean, a lot of times listeners know things a long time before we do.
Right.
So it's nice that they're calling in and doing that, and that is something that's not happening on any other radio or any other outlet in Marion, period. You know, you can watch Columbus Television, but they're not focusing in on Marion.
Absolutely not. Now, did you hear Sarah when she called in this morning?
Sarah's still out in the bus. Now,
yes.
Why
can you believe that?
She's not doing anything this morning. Why couldn't she have driven over and taken me in this morning? And why can't she do that tomorrow morning if I need help? Because I think that big bus is for four-wheel drive.
Well, it probably is, but I think she has rules that she has to abide by.
Now, what is? Are you doing a trip? I enjoy your stories. I've been listening this morning.
Okay.
Now, are you going to get into any trivia or just keep informing people?
Well, I've got some trivia about Black History Month that I'm going to do probably a little later, yeah.
Well, I did want to let you know,
okay.
Over on the, you know that white rack next to you under the second computer?
Yes.
Right on the first shelf, there was some Groundhog Day trivia that I never got to yesterday.
On the first shelf?
On the top shelf there on that white shelf right next to you to your right. There's a bunch of papers laying there.
Yeah, I got it.
And two or three of those papers are Groundhog Day trivia, if you wanted to use those, because I don't know when we're ever going to use those again.
Okay, I don't find them, but I will look further.
Look during your break. Were you a little frazzled when you came in this morning? Because
was
the theme song started to play, and then it just stopped dead.
Well, because I thought it was going into something else. So I thought, oh, this is wrong. I got it. So I stopped it, and I went into my show. And then I realized, well, wait a minute. That's Scott's, that's his theme song.
Yeah, I say it, the second hour, you did it so smooth. Ted did his intro.
Yeah.
You came in, said this is not Scott. It was great.
Yeah, well, the first time, I was a little frazzled. Because walking up the stairs here, as you can imagine, for an old guy like me, with 2 inches or 3 inches of snow, I was a little frazzled. Plus, I had driven from my house at 15 miles an hour with little gun turret openings to see out of my icy windows. So.
Well, how were the roads this morning? I went up and down my road out here when I thought I was going to have to go to the appointment just to see how long it was going to take me.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it was... I can't say it was terribly treacherous at that time, but that's a couple hours ago. But it was, you know, I slid. Definitely slid.
Well, it wasn't, I didn't think of it as treacherous. I thought of it as time to be careful, because as you turn a corner, you could feel your back wheels letting loose a little bit. So, yeah, it didn't scare me to drive it. But.
Well, and just a little word to the wise here. Like I say, I live very close to Meyer, and when I turned around this morning after I went out and did the road check, there's a sheriff sitting at Meyer. There are sheriffs all over. So that would signal to me that because of these snow emergencies that we're going through, which is a level 2 right now, and probably not too far from a level 3, don't think that the sheriff is not out there.
Yeah.
And the sheriff station is not out there, and if you are out there and not supposed to be, that's probably not going to be a good thing for you.
Did you hear the lady call in and talk about the new service that the sheriff's office is doing where they call you and tell you what the level is?
Well, they called me, but I heard them call you.
Yes, they called me
this morning.
Yeah.
I got it on my phone. I think that's a very interesting service.
Oh, I
wonder...
I love it.
I wonder how that's done. I wonder if that goes through the phone company or how that goes.
But I love it. I thought Fred was calling this and just playing what he had heard, and then the lady called in and said, no, that's a service that they're offering now.
Yeah, I had never heard that. I guess we've never been in a storm like this, or a weather... what do they call these? Weather events?
Yeah, I guess that's what we'd call it.
A weather event like this.
I've got other words, but I can't say them on the radio.
You're like that expletive lady this morning at the hospital that she shouted out to me. But it's, you know, I do want people to be safe. And I also wanted to say this, because this is what I would have talked about this morning.
Okay.
You know, even yesterday when we had the, and I'm sure Bob Welsh is listening in Columbus. So, Bob, thanks for everything you did yesterday, and Eric for coming.
Yeah, the pizza was great.
It was. But I always talk about kitty litter being used on snow emergency days. Well, lo and behold, last night I tuned in Channel 4 Radio, and they had their chief meteorologist, I can't think of his name. I really do watch Channel 4, I just don't say that because we had Ben Gelber on.
Yeah.
Although he was on very early this morning, I was watching that, so he did hold true to his word.
Yeah, he said he was going to be there all night.
He was this morning, I was watching him. But last night, before any snow hit the ground, I was watching this, this weatherman on Channel 4 talk about this snow event. And what did he have out there along with a blanket and a shovel and all that to keep in your car?
Coal?
Kitty litter. And he showed how you just put it under your tires and it will give you traction if you get... And every time I say that, people do chuckle. And people, I think I'm not being serious. But it really is the best, cheapest thing that you can get a hold of to get traction in the snow.
Can you use used kitty litter as well? I would think.
Well, do you use your kitty litter at home?
I do not have a kitty.
I thought if you do, you use it personally.
My wife makes me use the bathroom.
Now, is the one in the house or the one outside?
Well, the one out back.
Because I know you have to go walk the dog in the morning.
Yes,
I wasn't sure if you went outside at that time too and took care of business.
Yeah, well, I hate to admit this, but about 2 weeks ago, our plumbing went under, and it had to be rooted out, and I did go out back.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wait a second. Number one or number two?
Well, just number one, not number two.
Oh, thank goodness, because if you would have went number two,
no, we don't.
Somebody might go out there and trip.
Yeah, no. No, we don't do that out in our yard.
No, but, you know, I don't know. It's an interesting experience to be on the... I've been on the air during many snow emergencies.
Sure.
And it's an interesting time to be on because people certainly do want to talk about the weather because there were people who did have to go to work this morning.
Yeah.
Well, these people at the hospital. I don't remember in recent memory all these testing sites at the hospital closing up.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
They did. It's very, very different, and I think it's the anticipation of what's going to come today. It didn't hit us as early as I think they thought it was going to.
But I think it's
the anticipation of what the day will bring.
Well, as you told me, I learned how to drive down the boulevard to get here, as opposed to going downtown to get here. This morning I drove down the boulevard, and there was lots of traffic heading towards the hospital.
Well, yeah, and it's funny because when I woke up, I always tell people I look at my my table out back to see how much snow fell. It's not a picnic table, but it's just an outside table.
Sure.
And there was hardly anything on it when I woke up this morning, and I thought, well, the snow must not have came. But when I went out and drove the car up and down the road, there is ice under it, and the snow is falling pretty steadily. So I think that's what's going to make this a more treacherous storm. I think it's probably going to be lighter on the snow end than we thought.
Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know how quick the ice will melt. I know the snow trucks are doing a good job and the plows are out. I think everybody was ready for this, which is different than those storms that kind of come out of nowhere. But I can't believe Sarah is out there driving
that bus
and would not come if I needed it and take me somewhere.
Guilt is your favorite trip, isn't it?
I know. I can't imagine such a thing. After I stood up for her over this Coney Dog incident yesterday,
my.
She won't take me from here to there.
Well, I will gladly pick you up if you get stuck in the parking lot over at Meijer.
Well, I will let everybody know tonight if I'm able to plow through. Yeah. Now, see, there's a good simile.
What's
for
that?
A day like this.
Okay, what is? Plow through.
Not actually plowing,
yes,
but,
I got you.
You know, with the...
Oh, you're so sure.
See, when I have to explain the jokes, it makes it so much more difficult.
Yeah, I know. And when you have an ignorant person on the other end of your phone, yeah, it's kind of hard for me to... Yeah.
Well, I'll be out here listening,
okay.
And if anything of interest happens, I'll call back in and let you know.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
And we will work from there, but if Sarah does call back in, just let her know that... You know, I'm a little...
I'm not playing your guilt trip with you.
Well, she's already getting the guilt trip, because I know she's got the radio on. Hey, I tell you what you do, Glenn.
Okay.
Start reading old contracts, and she will turn the station off. You will hear that knob step up the dial in that bus like nobody's business.
When did you read old contracts?
Well, I read an old contract Friday, and she apparently turned over to some disco station or something she called in. She said she couldn't bear it.
Well, she's not like Sheldon on Big Bang Theory, who loves contracts then, apparently.
Well, it was controversial. It was an old radio contract from the early 1940s talking about some things that went on, and I thought people would like it because they like those Unsolved Mysteries Forensic Files shows.
Okay.
And I thought, you know, a little piece of Marion Forensic Files that people did not know about heretofore, and I thought that, but some people loved it, and some people... did not. So it was interesting. And I heard Fred call in this morning.
Yeah.
Fred, so I want to say hello to Fred and all of our listeners, Lee and all the Judys and...
all the Judys, that's right. We have three
Judy
of them.
Summers,
I'm sorry?
Judy Cressup and Judy Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like that. What show was that? That's in your era. That, you know, the guy went Judy, Judy, Judy. Who was that?
That was... Yeah, I can see his face. I can't remember what the show was, but... Yeah.
What was his? Well, somebody will think of it.
Yeah, sure will.
But in any event, so hello to all of them, and I'm Bob of Austin, who I hope is safe, and who else calls me? Oh, Ted Jolliffe, Ted and Carol Jolliffe. I heard Ted call into Nate's show last night as I was driving home from school, and... I think Carol got the trivia question right, so I was very impressed with that. I think it had to do with birthstones.
Huh.
Oh, so Ted, who I love out there, and of course I know Jeannie Evers is out there listening, and Angie, and Sean, and the whole gang. So Mary, of course, Mary. Cary Grant, matter of fact,
yes, that's right.
See the message, Cary Grant.
Yeah, Cary Grant, you're right.
Cary Grant. So hello to all our listeners, and I know I forgot somebody. I know I have left somebody out. James Anderson. I wonder if James Anderson's out doing anything today. He called in yesterday and gave us the update on the Buckeye Chuck.
I think he's looking under a rock under the snow to see if something's hibernating right now.
Is that what he's doing?
Or he's trying to help a turtle get to the surface. I know. Yeah. I love James Anderson.
James is great.
He gives me
a lot of knowledge.
Yes.
Much like Fred, in his area, he is a master class of what he knows. And
what area?
The same thing can be said for Fred.
What area are you talking about?
What did I say?
You said that...
I had a few drinks this morning, Glenn. I got on your wagon, and I thought, well, I'm going to be home today. I'll just start knocking back the vodka like Glenn does.
I lay off the wagon.
I don't even think they would let you near the wagon.
The wagon got burned.
The guarder of the wagon said, please, don't even let him within 10 foot of this thing.
Go away.
I'm just saying, Glenn, and I hate to bring this up again, but,
you know,
when I walked up to you at the fruitcake cart, my eyebrows burned off. Your breath was so strong that day.
Well, I love you increasing the way people think about me in this town. It you know, people come up to me and say, are you really that big a drunk?
Well, if they would have saw you swerving on the roads this morning.
Yeah, I did that.
it wouldn't have mattered. Oh, I'm sure Pastor Craig is out there listening.
Yeah,
he's coming to me now.
Yeah.
Pastor Craig out there listening, and if I forgot anybody, it wasn't because you weren't on my mind. So call Glenn, let him know the conditions, and I'm going to get off here so Glenn can read those
Yeah,
because that's really the most important.
Right. I'll read them one more time before we go to the break. So, hey, all right. Scott, take care of yourself. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for everything, Glenn. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Scott Spears, our fearless leader here at Radio WWGH. And, yeah, I'm going to go back over all the things that we've gotten in here so that you know what is for sure closed. I'm sure there are many more. Now all I have to do is find it. I know it's on here somewhere. Let me look here. Oh, crud. It always takes me a little longer than I expect. Here we go. All right, let's go over the things that have been closed that we know of. If you know of other places that are closed, we wouldn't mind hearing from you. Please don't call in and tell us places that are closed that are not closed, okay? Boy, I got a long list. Okay, here they go. The Marion County Sheriff's Office, the administrative offices, they're closed. WWC/WebCheck office is going to be closed today. The Center Street Clinic is closed. Marion County Meals on Wheels has canceled their deliveries. Marion Preparatory Academy is closed. River Valley Local Schools, they're closed. Ridgedale Local Schools are closed. Pleasant Local Schools are closed. Kind of interesting. I met the football coach for Ridgedale last week. What a nice man. I really liked him. Anyway, we had a great discussion. Anyway, let's see what else is closed. Marion Technical College is closed. Oops, I hit the wrong button again. Oh, shut up. My phone is talking to me. Don't talk to me anymore. Okay. Here we go. OSUM is closed. Marion Tech is closed. Republic Services, which is the county environmental landfill, they have announced that their transfer station will be closed, which... it doesn't mean much to you and me, except that means that there's no place to take the junk that the trash collectors are going to pick up. So there may be some delays in your sanitation service. So please be kind to your sanitation service people. They're just doing what they can do. Let's see here. People... the hospital activities have been curtailed to some degree, so make sure you call ahead if you have some sort of, like Scott said, he had a minor appointment he had to go to, and apparently they had to cut it, shut it down, even though he thought he could make it. Marion Area Humane Society will be closed today. Let's see, and the Humane Society sent this little extra message that there will be techs watching the critters, so don't worry about them. Let's see, who else is closed? Marion, Ohio Health is closed. Barks Road COVID drive-through testing location is closed, but the University Drive Lab on University Drive Urgent Care does remain open. Doctors Park Lab is closed. Marion Downtown Lab is closed. Bucyrus OPG Primary is closed. Their primary care office is closed. Lab is open, though. Let's see. Read that one. Palace offices are closed today. And there's trivia night that happens on Thursday night at the May Pavilion. It's been canceled. And Ohio University or Ohio State University men's basketball game against Iowa has been postponed. So stay tuned. They'll let you know when they're going to reschedule that. I'm guessing they will try to reschedule it tomorrow because having traveled with many basketball teams throughout my 18 years in athletics, I know they want to get that game underway because Iowa flew out here undoubtedly, and so they've got to figure out how they're going to get back, and can they wait, and so forth and so on. Anyway, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1, and I'm Glenn Coble. We're kind of filling in for Scott, who was supposed to take a short break, but unfortunately his appointment was canceled. So let's see, how much time do I have left here? I have to pull this down so I can see how much time. Oh, just a few seconds. So we'll be back after the break. I got a phone call. If you're calling right now, I can't answer the phone because we're going to go to break. All right. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. All right. All right.
The place is WWG.